doing business from home. Choose your own hours, be your own boss, earn the amount of money that you want to earn and not have to go anywhere. And I suppose that would have a fair bit to do with, do you love your home? Do you like living there? Do you live in a special place where you'd actually like to stay there all the time? And often when you chat to people who are at their job, at their work, at their office, at their factory, at their place of doing business, they'll often say to you, I wish I was at home. I like my home, or I like my bed, or I like being in my neighbourhood or in my area. So could you do business there? And of course the answer is yes, and the answer is also no. There are a lot of people who have tried to have a home business and it's been very unsuccessful. But the fundamentals of being successful in any business are obviously the same. So if you started a home business and it didn't work, the fundamentals of having a successful or non-successful business is the reason why the home business didn't work. So can you have a successful home business? Of course the answer is yes. The fundamental key to any business, of course, is that you do what you're really passionate about. If you're doing something that you really love, then you will find a way to not just do it, but you'll find a way to be successful at it. And if you want to do it from home, you'll find a way to do it from home. Now, of course, there's an argument that says there's some businesses that just can't work from home. But now with and literally with an online business or with something that you can do on your computer from home, you don't even have to be at home. You can literally be anywhere in the world. You can run your business from your computer, from your phone, on a golf course, on the beach, on a mountain, in your backyard, in your lounge room. It doesn't matter. So when somebody tells you that you can't, you could of course believe them. And there's plenty of people that will say that to you. It's usually people that are stuck in some horrible office job or factory job, and they say it's not possible, you have to have a job and go to work. If you are passionate about something, the next part is really simple, which is, how do I become the best in the world at what I do so of course I can be financially free? And if that's something that you want to do from home and you want to do it from your computer, your home desk, and I always have a giggle because a home desk versus an office desk in a big office building somewhere obviously doesn't make any difference. A computer is a computer and a desk is a desk, and you might choose a standing desk or a treadmill desk or a cross-training desk or a sitting desk, but you can have that desk anywhere in the world. And if you have a product or service that people can actually purchase online and be delivered, well, obviously that's really easy to do. So you can do it too, and thousands and millions, if not hundreds of millions of people are doing it now. So if you want to do it, you can. Number one, you've got to be passionate about it. Number two, you've got to want to be the best in the world at it, which of course means you'll do all the study, the training, the research, the analysis, everything required to make sure that you can turn your passionate or your idea that you're really passionate about into a business that you can do from home. Now, the third fundamental of any business, of course, is that whatever you're doing is adding massive value to people's lives. So that's the key then, of course, is to work out whatever you're passionate about and whatever you want to be really good at that you want to do from home, how will that add massive value to people's lives? And the interesting thing is, if you have a product, of course you can sell it online, but a service might be a bit more difficult. Can you sell that service online and stay at home and do it? And the beautiful thing about that is a lot of people are intimidated by offices. If, for example, you're an accountant or a lawyer or a financial planner or an architect or an engineer, a lot of people don't like going to an office. They don't like the idea that they might have to get dressed up, they have to drive somewhere that they don't know, they have to park somewhere where they either have to pay for parking or it's going to be complicated, or they might not be able to find your office. A lot of people just hate going to a corporate space or to an industrial area or to a business. So if your business is at home, where people go, well, oh, I can come and visit you at your home. And wow, the thought of having your business at home could be the unique selling point, the point of difference, the reason why people come to do business with you as a lawyer, an accountant, a financial planner. And obviously for me, people tell me every day, Ro, you can't be an exercise professional from home. But of course you can. So whatever business you're passionate about, whatever business that you want to be the best in the world at, whatever business that will add massive value to people's lives, and of course if you put those three together, you'll be now living in your sweet spot. And can you live in your sweet spot from your own home? And of course the answer is yes. You just have to find a way. And that's the beautiful thing about doing something you're passionate about, that you will find a way. So if you love being at home, if you're a parent that wants to be home with your kids, and what a great opportunity. I'm the person that spends a lot of time in schools and a lot of time with teachers and a lot of time now with parents. And it seems that the best way to educate your kids is to have someone who's really passionate about educating your kids, who really wants to be the best teacher in the world for them and who really wants to add massive value to their lives. And sometimes that may not be a teacher at a school, that might be you, the parent, which means that school could be done from home as effectively or perhaps even more effectively than sending your kids to school, which means that if you need to earn money, then you need to have a home business, which means you'd find a way. Because if you're a parent who really wants to keep your kids at home so you can homeschool them and you need to earn money, you'll find a way to be able to do that. And that's the beautiful thing about passion. It seems to have no barriers. If you really want to do something, if you're really excited about it, if you're really passionate about it, it seems that you'll find a way. So I challenge you, if you have an idea, let it not just be an electrical impulse in your brain, which is what most ideas end up being. Most great ideas don't end up being real because people don't have the drive, the focus, the commitment, the passion to make them happen. But if you are that person, you do have an idea that you're really passionate about and you really do want to work from home and you really do want to learn and train and practice and educate yourself so that you can be the best in the world at what you do, which of course means your business will be successful. And if your product or service is adding massive value to people's lives and you really do want to live in that sweet spot and you want to live in that sweet spot from your own home because you love it, then can you do it? And the answer is, of course you can.